Having good mental health is important to lead a happy and healthy life. Yet at every turn in our life, we are challenged by reality. Globally, an estimated 300 million people are affected by depression. 1 in 4 women and 1 in 8 men have severe depression in their lifetime. In Canada, the mortality rate due to suicide among men is 4 times the rate among women. 70% of mental health problems have their onset during childhood or adolescence. Published studies report that about 25% of all U.S. adults have a mental illness and that nearly 50% of U.S. adults will develop at least one mental illness during their lifetime. It is estimated that 1 in 6 people in the U.K. experience a common mental health problem every week. Every day, at least 6 Australians die from suicide, and a further 30 people will attempt to take their own life. Rio Tinto is not untouched by these realities either. We have one such story within our numbers. Is it related to anxiety, depression, and schizophrenia? No, these are mental illnesses and disorders, not mental health. Does that mean mental health is a lack of any mental illness? Again, no. It is more than that. Mental health is a state of mind that allows us to cope with the endless challenges that life throws at us. Good mental health enables us to cross the obstacles in our path and helps us achieve our goals. Our mental health is vital for our well-being, but often does not get the attention it should. At Rio Tinto, we all must strive to achieve and maintain positive mental health. Let's start this process right now by analyzing our mental health. In 2011, James Goh, employed at the Kennecott, Utah Copper Office in Salt Lake City, was just like any other Rio Tinto employee. He did the tasks assigned to him with due diligence. He interacted with a small number of team members. There were no major complaints from life, but something was just off. No complaints, but nothing exciting either. Then one day, an idea struck him. Soon others started to take notice. First, they came to watch and then to join the group. The soccer club was born. None of them realized back then that it would be so much more than a simple sport. The lunch hour became a strong motivation to come to the office. The hour helped the group unwind, reduce stress, and cope with day-to-day challenges. This initiative has done wonders in everyone's professional and personal lives. They have a sense of purpose and a satisfaction to have contributed to society, even if in a small way. The club is going strong, with 30 or more members at any point. The club members' happiness is a reflection of their good mental health. Initiatives like these go a long way in maintaining a healthful mind. Here's another story. It's of Eugenia Tsatsos, Officer, Governance and Risks, in the Montreal office. Eugenia's resilience is a great motivation for us all. A similar 1 hour a day for ourselves can keep us all positive and mentally healthy. Both James and Eugenia's stories show us that exercise, nutrition, and resilience play a vital role in maintaining good mental health. Every small change can make a big difference. Let's explore each of these strategies to ascertain how they can help improve our mental health. Exercise not only keeps our bodies in tip-top shape, it is also a great stress-busting tool. Physical activity helps to increase the production of endorphins, our body's feel-good chemicals. Thus, working up a sweat will help you shed the day's stresses, elevate your mood, and help you remain calm. Here are some considerations. Morning exercises. Doing exercises in the morning can have a positive effect on one's stress levels throughout the day. Findings suggest that getting 20 to 40 minutes of aerobic activity can result in a reduction of stress levels for several hours. Walk at lunch. A brisk walk at lunchtime can help you blow off steam, lift your spirits, and get you into better shape. If you are unable to walk at lunch, try parking farther away from the entrance. or take the stairs rather than an elevator. Relaxing techniques. Take short breaks during the day to stretch and increase your blood circulation. Find ways to relax and refocus. This can include breathing exercises, meditation, massage, yoga, tai chi, or even a relaxing bubble bath. Remember, being active is important to reducing stress and living a healthy life. Our relationship with food can affect our physical and psychological well-being. Food is not only seen as nourishment for the body, but is often a means of dealing with emotional or psychological problems. What we need is to make good food choices that will have a positive impact every day. Trust your body's signals. The body is a very reliable instrument. It will tell you when it needs food and when it does not. Trust it. Comfort food is good. Comfort food provides consolation, often associating with childhood or home cooking. Though usually having a high sugar or carbohydrate content, comfort food increases our feeling of psychological well-being, which is a healthy place to be. Just remember, the key is moderation. Make your coffee break a health break. Rather than another coffee, go for some fruit, a handful of nuts, or yogurt on your morning or afternoon break at work. A small, healthy snack every 3 or 4 hours boosts your energy level. Eat your veggies and proteins. Bring vegetables and fruits to eat while at work, or some protein-rich snack. That mid-afternoon craving for something sweet can be satisfied with an apple or a few carrots, and you won't experience a sugar crash afterwards. These are much more reliable sources of well-being, and they are fat-free. We'll all experience great highs and great lows during our lives. While the great highs are exhilarating, the great lows can knock us to our knees. Some people seem to have difficulty dealing with adversity, while others get up, dust themselves off, and carry on. These are people who have resilience. Resilience is not about who we are, but about how we think during stressful situations. It's basically the ability to face life's challenges, coping with disruptive change and catastrophe, and the ability to rebound from setbacks without acting in a dysfunctional way. While some people seem to be naturally resilient thanks to a combination of temperament and upbringing, most of us have to build our resilience. If you feel you need to build your resilience, try the following. Be persistent, determined, and don't give up. Maintain hope for a positive outcome during times of uncertainty. Be grateful or content with current circumstances. Focus on problem solving. Have a sense of humor. Learn from your failures. Create a custom system and ask for help. Resilience helps us come back stronger, wiser, and better able to face future challenges. So far, we've seen how we can improve and maintain our own mental health. But there's more we can do. We can extend ourselves to help others as well. Here's a situation that seeks your help. Here's another situation where you can help. Rio Tinto is committed to making a positive impact in improving the mental health well-being of its employees. To do our part, we should all strive to keep a healthful mind and help others when needed. By actively improving ourselves and by looking out for others, we can all lead a happy and healthy life. That's the key takeaway from it all.